Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and honor. We just do your name. Father God, we decrease in honor that you may increase within us. Father God, continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. We will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Luke, the 13th chapter and the 30th verse. That's Luke, 13th chapter and 30th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "And note this, some who seem least important now will be the greatest then, and some who are the greatest now will be the least important then." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is reverse the order. Reverse the order. In Luke 13 and 30, Jesus says, "And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." Essentially meaning that those who might seem insignificant or lowly in this world could be highly valued by God, while those who appear to be prominent might not be so in God's eyes. It's a message about humility and not judging people based on earthly appearances, and that God's kingdom operates on different standards than the world does. Reverse the order. So the key points about Luke 13 and 30. The first one is the idea of first and last. This phrase is used to highlight that God's perspective on worth is not based on society status or worldly achievements, but on one's true character and relationship with him. What Jesus is teaching in Matthew 19 and 30 is this: there will be many surprises in heaven. Heaven's value system is far different from the earth's value system. Those who are esteemed and respected in this world, like the rich young ruler, may be frowned upon by God. The opposite is also true. Those who are despised and rejected in this world, like the disciples, may in fact be rewarded by God. Don't be caught up in the world's way of ranking things, of being caught up what they are doing. It's too prone to fall into error. Those who are first in the opinion of others are first in their own opinion. May be surprised to learn on Judgment Day they are last in God's opinion. Hallelujah, Jesus. The second one is a warning against pride. Jesus is reminding people not to become complacent or prideful because of their current position, as God can elevate the lowly and bring down the proud. A warning against being prideful is that pride often leads to destruction and downfall, as it blinds individuals to their own flaws, hinders growth, and creates conflict with others by making them appear arrogant and superior. Therefore, one should strive for humility instead. Essentially, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So here are some key points about the dangers of pride. Number one is isolation. A prideful person may distance themselves from others by believing they are better than everyone else. Y'all know some people like that. Come on. Number two is inability to learn. Pride can prevent individuals from accepting feedback or admitting when they are wrong, hindering their personal growth. Number three is relationship damage. Arrogant behavior can strain a relationship with your friends, with your family, and with your colleagues. And it's also what caused a spiritual disconnection. Many religious texts consider pride a sin that separates individuals from God. And here's some Bible verses that warns against pride. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. James 4:6. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Luke 18:14. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And another thing is hope for the marginalized. This verse offers encouragement to those who might feel overlooked. We're talking about reverse the order. This verse offers encouragement to those who might feel overlooked or disregarded in the world, as God sees their value and can elevate them. But in a spiritual context, marginalized often refers to individuals or groups that are pushed to the fringes of society, often experiencing exclusion, discrimination, or lack access to basic needs. And they are in many spiritual traditions. Some people live with a victim mentality or a lack, or they may lack mindset, always feeling as though they will never get ahead. Nobody gives them the time of day. Nobody don't even care about them. They may feel like they are the least important. But our lot in life is to excel, to be the head and not the tail. You may be the tail right now, but a great reversal is coming. Ooh, Hallelujah, Jesus. God has ways of shifting things in your favor. There is going to come a time where there will be great and divine connections, and favor will catapult you to the front. Now, you don't have to strive. You don't have to manipulate people. You don't have to force doors open to make things happen. You don't have to kiss up to nobody. You don't have to join any cliques. Just keep honoring God. Just keep doing the right thing. Even when it's hard, keep doing the right thing. Keep being good to people who is not being good to you. Keep loving on your enemies. Keep praying for your enemies until God deliver them. Keep being good to the ones who you know that are talking about you and who are not being good to you. You need to also keep praising God. Do your part, and God will do his part. Promotion doesn't come from people. It comes from the Lord. You don't have to force no door to open. Thank God for the closed doors, because the closed doors are protecting you from something that is behind that closed door. Praise God for the open doors, and praise God for the closed doors. Because we know the God we serve knows how to reverse the order. He knows how to bring you from the back to the front. Keep allowing God to use you. Keep allowing God to teach you. Keep allowing God to do what needs to be done before he bring you to the forefront. In this season, God is reversing the order. The wealth of the wicked is being laid up for the just or the righteous. You will go from the back to the front. You will be in the position from being overlooked to being honored. Come on here, somebody. From thinking you are a nobody, realizing you are somebody in God. You are coming in a season from struggling all the time to succeeding, not only spiritually, but naturally as well. You are coming in a season from being just tolerated to being celebrated. God is reversing the order. It may not have happened yet, but your reversal is already on the schedule. It is in motion, even as the Lord is delivering this word to you. So I want you to hold your head up and continue to do what God has called you to do, because very soon you will be walking upright before the Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the reversal and favor. You've already set up on the schedule for us. We are in the season that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Thank you for the promotion. Thank you for the connections. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for opening doors that no man can close. And thank you for closed doors that only you can open. God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, we thank you for the things that have already been ordained to come across our path. And Father God, we believe that you are orchestrating everything around us, God. And we say yes to it, God, no matter how it feels.